Well, my next guest came out of the primaries on Tuesday. And he's ready to run for the 8th Congressional District, the seat currently held by Alyssa Slotkin. She comes out with a whole pile of money, $5 million. She flipped that seat from Mike Bishop in 2018. He had been there for, I think, three terms. At any rate, Paul Young here on the program with me, conservative leader, putting America first, he says. Paul, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Yeah, Steve, good to be with you again this morning.
So, all right, so you came through the primary. It was a fairly competitive race. Several candidates that did well, but you came out on top. What happens next?
Well, look, I think voters across the 8th District are expressing their disgust with the representation they're getting from Alyssa Slotkin. She's a candidate who promised to be a moderate, and instead 97% of the time she's voting with Speaker Pelosi. She is just, so she misled voters, and she's grossly out of step with the voters. And you talked about a competitive Republican primary. What unified all of us was we were hearing those people, and their voices were loudly heard. We had a record turnout on Tuesday, and we're going to come together, and there's a real thirst for a change, and we've got to make Alyssa Slotkin a one-term member.
And so, all right, so let's start with the challenge, if you will, the financial challenge. Alyssa Slotkin is raising money like it's a U.S. Senate race. I don't know exactly why, except it's fair to say much of the money is not coming from the state. I think that's fair to say, wouldn't you say?
It is absolutely fair to say. Look, I think all of your listeners will remember Michael Bloomberg famously bragging that he spent $100 million to effectively buy the House of Representatives and make Nancy Pelosi Speaker. Alyssa Slotkin was one of the beneficiaries of that. She got $2.3 million. That was an incredibly expensive race. And I think people could effectively say that seat got bought for the Democrats, and they are throwing money at it again. As you say, it's mostly coming from out of state. But the fact is, when you pretend to be a moderate and then you vote 97% of the time with Speaker Pelosi, you're going to need millions of dollars to pull the wool over people's eyes again. I don't think she's going to be able to get away with it. Our fundraising has really started to kick into gear, and we will have the resources we need to get the message out and defeat her.
So that's obviously key. I mean, if you can say that, here's where she stands.
Yep.
Then that's obviously that's your approach. I mean, she painted herself as a moderate coming in. That was the campaign in 2018, right?
That's what she pretended to be.
Right. And so your angle is to say, well, you can say what you want, but here are how the voting results came down. So that's going to be your focus then.
Absolutely. I mean, I think your listeners will probably remember that $3 trillion bill that the House Democrats passed a couple months ago, $1,200 payouts to illegal immigrants. Parts in there that were all about releasing violent felons and making it harder to remove violent illegal aliens from this country. Things that just have nothing to do with the stated purpose, which was a response to coronavirus. We're looking at negotiations in Washington now, where they, again, are just loading the bill up with things that are totally irrelevant. One specific example, your listeners probably know that tax reform passed by Republicans included putting a cap on the dollar value that the wealthiest could do to deduct from their state and local taxes. The Democrats want to abolish that, which is a over $30,000 benefit to the top 1% of taxpayers. The Democrats are just... It's just crazy, and it's out of step with the 8th District.
So let me ask you this. How do open borders, that would be my question, one of the questions, because you see Joe Biden saying that he'll not build one more foot of fence if he's elected, right? And so how do open borders and these H-1B visas, how do these help American workers?
It's another outrageous action by the Democrats that we have to stand up against. I mean, with before the coronavirus, we had record low unemployment. We had wages going up, especially at the lowest end of the scale. With the shutdowns that Governor Whitmer and governors across this country have imposed, we've seen unemployment just skyrocket up. And the idea that we should have open borders and be bringing in foreign workers when Americans need jobs is just outrageous. And it's not anything I would stand for when I get to Washington.
No, and so you've got a lot of things... to deal with. Paul Young here, conservative leader. He won the the Republican primary. He will face Alyssa Slotkin for Michigan's 8th Congressional District, a seat that she won, like I said, in 2018, and has voted in large part with the Democratic majority, even though she said she would go down the middle. Do you think impeachment holds much water this much later now, after the coronavirus and everything else? Because she voted to impeach the president, something that she alluded that she would not do on this program, but then her and some colleagues wrote a New York Times op-ed, and do you think voters remember that?
Well, Steve, I mean, I think everybody feels like the world has certainly changed since early March with the coronavirus and the shutdowns. But it's not hard to remember, as you've just reminded us, that she said she was not going to be pursuing impeachment, and she was an instigator of that impeachment, and she voted for both impeachment measures. And it's not hard to look also that what was Congress doing in December and January and early February while China was lying about the coronavirus and unleashing a deadly pandemic on the rest of the world? She and the Democrats were busy trying to impeach the president. And again, as you said, something she said she would not pursue. It's another broken promise, and it's another, you know, D.C. political elite steering attention away from things that the American voters and the American people want them to be focused on.
So where do you go from here? Where do you start? Obviously, you've got, what, 88 days, 87 days? Not very long. Michigan's primary is kind of up against it. What's that?
I just said, but who's counting? Yeah, you're right. It's just 3 months away.
Yeah, less than 3 months. I mean, it was 3 months from Tuesday. You don't have a lot of time. You got to move fast. Your fundraising has got to be effective. What do you do first? What do you do today? What do you do tomorrow?
Well, we've got events every day. I'm fortunately getting a lot more media attention now that I am the Republican nominee in this seat. I've got an event at noon today, kind of billed as a Republican unity event, because it's always tough after races. People are disappointed if they didn't win, but I'm highly confident Republicans are going to come together. We'll attract independents and probably even some disaffected Democrats who they watch the craziness in Democratic cities like Portland and Seattle, and they say, my God, we have to stand up to that.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to vote for that.
No, go ahead.
I don't think anybody's going to vote to be Portland, Oregon. I think you're exactly right, Paul. I don't think anybody's going to vote. Real quickly, Paul Young, it's J-U-N-G-E, if you haven't seen the signs, J-U-N-G-E, at Vote Paul Young on Twitter. Where else can people find you today if they want to get involved and say, he's our candidate, I want to back him, what do you do?
Well, thank you for clarifying that. When I was a kid, my friends called me Jungie, so my last name is J-U-N-G-E. My website is my name, PAULJUNG.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Please do reach out. The response we're getting, the congratulations that are rolling in, the people making offers to volunteer, it's tremendous. The energy is there, and as you've said, we got about 89 days. I think we're going to get it done.
It's a Republican-leaning district, at least it has been historically, but it's going to be a tough fight. Alyssa Slotkin is well-entrenched and well-heeled, got the money. So, Paul, I wish you well. Congratulations on the win Tuesday. It's going to be a long 88 days, but we'll see you at the finish line and several times before then as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Paul Young, everybody. And it's G-U-N-G-E. All right? G-U-N-G-E. Quick break, Randy Bishop, and a way to save some money for you on your utilities after the break.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.